Welcome to the Astral Projection Astral Podcast. Brought to you by Ali Wiley. Hello everyone. Today I have Robert Bruce describing a few tips for making astral projection much easier. Over to you, Robert.
G'day folks. My name is Robert Bruce. And this one is about the difficulties of having an out-of-body experience, how difficult it is and what you have to do to achieve it. Now, it is actually surprisingly easy. You hear a lot of things about astral projection, OBE, about how difficult it is and all the problems people have with it. But it's actually very, very simple. The biggest thing to overcome is the mind split effect, and that can be overcome by keeping your OBE very, very short so you don't lose a memory of it. And this is why most people fail, because they will lay down in their bed or sit down in a chair and go for a relaxation exercise and then perform an out-of-body experience technique, astral projection exit technique. And then they will induce an astral projection and feel all the sensations, the whole body vibrations, rapid heart's beat sensation, and the falling sensation, and get out of their body as simple as that. But if you stay out too long, you know, you're likely to lose the memory of it very easily. Now, if you stay out any longer than 10 seconds to start with, you'll find every second that goes by during the OBE, your chances of losing the memory increase, because your physical body mind is going to nosedive into sleep, because once the mind split occurs, you have an astral projection in progress, your physical body mind is left behind, feeling very greatly weakened, very, very tired, and it will think it's failed, because at the exact moment of the mind split effect, everything will stop. Now, when it stops suddenly like that, it means an astral projection has succeeded, but you've lost the memory of it, because you're remembering only your physical body mind side. And then you will, you know, feel very tired and fall asleep, and likely your astral double will not come back in time to cause sufficient arousal to download the memory of that. And so, you know, it will get lost during the night, and you wake up several hours later, and, you know, no memory of the OBE. You remember moving up to it, the OBE, you may remember some unusual sensations, but that's it, you don't have the memory when you actually succeed. And you will succeed time and time again, but you will lose the memory each time. Because if you can overcome the fear of OBE, which is primarily we have like a natural instinctive fear of separating from our body, which is equal to death, to dying, and that's a very natural instinct. And also fear of the paranormal, fear of the unknown. If you can overcome those things and have a little bit of courage and think, yeah, I'll try that. You know, I've read a bit about it and I think, yeah, it's quite a safe thing to do. And it is. You project an energy copy of yourself out of body, and the real you stays inside your body all the time. But all the techniques we teach towards having an astral projection, the deep physical relaxation, the deep mental relaxation, and controlling your emotions, and all of these things here, which are like fundamental OBE. A lot of people will overcome these very, very quickly. They were I literally had students who've never heard of it before, that I've, you know, read a little bit about it, you know, 10 minutes reading, and then they've sat down and laid down in their bed and done it successfully. And other people will work at it for like a year, I mean really work at it, before they start getting their first success. But the same reasons apply. I mean, if you can get into a relaxed enough state and overcome the any fear and trepidation you might have to induce an astral projection, you will usually succeed if you can get relaxed enough. But as I said, remembering it is a different matter, because the vast majority of people are not disciplined enough to return after 10 or 20 seconds when that magic window which allows you to download the memory is still open. They go out and they explore further, and usually it's something that arouses the physical body, which will pull them back in, which will allow them to capture that memory, like a truck going by honks a horn, or your partner snores or turns in bed, or telephone rings or something to snap you back at just the right time to download that memory. And but beyond this, the learning deep physical relaxation and mental relaxation are enormously beneficial to life, and this is what meditation is all about. But also, for having an astral projection, it allows you to approach it on more level playing ground, rather than relying on a bit of beginner's luck, and work at it to become progressively better at it, so you can have more frequent, more controlled astral projections. Now, learning those skills may seem difficult in the beginning. You may find achieving deep physical relaxation difficult, where you work for a progressive tensing, relaxing of your body, your arms, your shoulders, your legs, and using other techniques like using silent commands and affirmations to relax your body, and then to relax your mind so your thought words are reduced and it is a more relaxed mental state. And that takes that's a bit tricky and could take a little bit of work. So you have to work at these things. Now, when you first start doing them, it seems difficult and laborious. It's like learning to walk for a baby, or learning to ride a bicycle, or do anything new. It seems difficult, but if you keep at it, we develop it's like how we develop muscle memory for learning walking and bicycling and many other things. By practicing exercise over and over again, like practicing any form of martial art, you become better at it. You develop muscle memory. And it gets smoother and smoother as you become more and more trained to this. It's exactly the same with learning deep physical and mental relaxation. Every time you do it, it gets a little bit easier. You gain a little bit more control, and you remember things and you do them right. And as I say, it gets a little bit easier every time. And what was once really laborious in the beginning, if you do it every day, if you do that every day for a month, you'll find at the end of a month it's really quite easy. And when it's easier, you start focusing more on these subtle nuances of making your physical body more relaxed, searching for knots of tension, and the same with your mind. And then we start moving into the other altered state induction techniques, which is very simple. You imagine basically a downward scenario. You can imagine you're in an elevator and it's going down, and you can feel it going down, and you can see the elevator shaft. It's like a mining elevator, and you can see the shaft rising around you as it, rocks and bricks in the elevator shaft as you feel yourself sinking. Or you can imagine you're stepping down large steps, a downward motion. Or you can imagine that you are have smoke rings, billowing up over you over and over again, and you feel yourself moving downwards. Or you can feel you're like Alice in Wonderland and you're diving down the rabbit hole, and you're looking back up and you can see the shaft of the hole moving upwards as you fall down, down, down. And that seems quite difficult to do to start with, but it gets easier and easier. And with a bit of practice, you'll find you can achieve a deep state of physical mental relaxation and enter a nice altered state, also called a trance state, within a few minutes, within seconds. With more practice, you literally sort of nosedive into this deeply relaxed state in a few seconds when you've had a lot of practice. And that makes things like astral projection and that a lot easier to do, and a lot less time consuming. Because in the early days, you may spend like an hour trying to relax your body and your mind in order to do some of these things, because we have to emulate the sleep state. I mean, you want to put your physical body to sleep while you keep your mind awake so that you can then project out of your body. As I said, barring beginner's luck, it's we need to do a little bit of work on these things. And I mean, try this for yourself. I mean, when you go to bed next tonight, lay in bed on your back and hold your hands up with your elbows resting on the bed, vertical off the bed, and allow yourself to go to sleep. And as you do that, you'll find when your hands start to drop, as you start to fall asleep, it will jerk you back awake again. And do that, you know, 20, 30, 40 times, and you will hover on the edge between being awake and sleeping. And you'll experience an altered state for a little bit longer than you normally would do. And that's what you're aiming to do when you're inducing an altered state. You want to hover on the edge of between being awake and asleep. Now, most people find astral projection fairly easy if they approach it with a little bit of courage, a little bit, you know, open-minded, and do a little bit of work on their posture and position and relaxation, and it's really quite a simple thing to do. But and some people find it a lot harder, depending on how much of a naturally relaxed person they are. That makes a big difference. If you were a natural daydreamer at school or in your youth, you'll find astral projection is very, very easy if you were a natural daydreamer. Just remember that daydream state and bring that back to you again, and go through with an astral projection technique, and you'll be out in no time. But remember, crucial to success is to 10 seconds out, dive back into your physical body, passionately shouting your success, and then write down a couple of key words, and then you'll nail it. You then have a conscious exit astral projection as a part of your personal experience and memory.
Thanks, Robert, and thanks everyone for listening. Check out some great videos at astralbob.com and loads of advice and info at www.astraldynamics.com. This is Ali Wiley at www.astralwings.com, wishing you happy travels.